If I
hope so.
If whatever happened, well, I didn't hope so this weekend.
Oh yeah,
look what happened.
So hold on. So yeah, if this is your normal, God, and I wish we could tell people the number, but if you knew the number, you'd hate us. You'd hate, well, you wouldn't hate me. Yeah.
No,
you'd hate Mike though. How do you go from this top number, the Mike's normal accepted losings, mm-hmm. where he calls it quits?
Uh-huh, right.
You doubled that number. Mm-hmm. How do you go from that number to this number in losses?
In about an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How long did it take?
In about an hour.
Wow. So you lost that amount of money in an hour?
It was probably a longer period of time. It was probably an evening.
That's better.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a combination of losing at everything I touched. Losing at blackjack, losing at slots, losing at I didn't play the pie game. I played the Caribbean stud poker. And it was just losing, losing,
the
losing.
The golden boy.
Losing, losing. Now, don't do this to me. Don't do that. Because, see, you said everybody would hate me, and you hate me a little bit for that, don't you?
What?
There's a part of you that hates me because I can do that, that I can go down there.
Yeah, no, listen, understand. Mm-hmm. I don't hate you.
I know, but
I'm not a hater. You know what I am, Mike?
I've seen your behavior in a casino, and I'm different. I am different because I do it all the time.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be.
I'm jealous. You know, but even if my wife was hit by a train, and incidentally, I understand I'm still covered, aren't I?
That's right. I get another wife.
Do we have that table?
I think we do.
If you find that table, I'll give you a prize.
Right.
Even if my wife was hit by a train, I don't know if I could go to Atlantic City or Vegas and gamble for that type. That's big stakes, man.
Yeah, it is.
Man. So, no, I don't hate
you. But, I mean, it's...
I'm envious.
But I've always been more into it than you have.
Color me green.
Haven't I always been more into it than you have? Always?
Yes.
You like it, but you go up, what, once a year?
Yeah, I can take it or leave it. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
Hold on.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Okay. Hello, Ryan. Don and Mike show. Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Ryan. Hey, what's up with
How's the phones?
These phones are really working great, Beav.
What's the matter? We have something broken?
There's tilt.
Hold on. Yeah, you know, I can't get...
I don't think I approached tilt over the weekend.
No, can't get anything there.
And then got back, backed away from it safely.
Probably have to reset the phones. I will go speak to our new engineer.
Hey, great news.
We have a new engineer?
Yes, we do. And Beth Ann is totally in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, have we met this new engineer yet?
She loves him because he's moody and he wears a stocking cap, even when you don't have to wear a stocking cap.
Well, I'm moody today, too.
Like, I'll tell you, we can't get to the phone. Oh, that's killing me because, well, I know you don't want to answer it. Here's what some of these calls are. Please tell us how much.
Yeah, and it sucks that
we can't do that.
I'm embarrassed.
Mike, equate the loss in car terms. Equate Mike's loss in car terms. I think...
It would be safe to say I didn't lose. I didn't lose what would be, you know, a car. I didn't lose that much. I think I can say that. Yeah, yeah. You know, now cut it out. Stop it. You know, it didn't. I didn't lose that. I didn't lose that much. No.
It depends what kind of car.
Well, of course, if you want to buy something from a used car lot,
you can buy a new. You can buy
this is the new engineer.
Donna, Mike. This is David. David, come in.
Hi, David.
You can buy a new car for that much.
Yeah. Where
for that one?
Well, maybe.
You buy like a Hyundai or a Saturn?
No, I don't think
so. Anymore.
Really?
No.
Not anymore?
No, absolutely not.
Anymore.
No.
Well, used maybe.
No, don't play with these numbers, okay? Don't make me look bad. I know you want to. All right. I feel bad enough. The engineer's here.
Hi, David, the engineer. How you doing, dude?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. See, he does have the stocking cap.
Yes. Beth Ann is in love with him. I can see.
Are you full of angst?
No, he seems like a rather chipper dude. Nope.
Grinning ear to ear.
Any idea what's wrong with the phones? Just scream it out.
Not yet.
All right. Yeah, come. Let me get out of your way here.
Any idea how much money Mike lost his weekend in AC? You what? Can I show it to you? Don't say it. Can I show him?
Sure.
I don't care.
That's how much he lost. Now, do you think...
Hey, that's a nice reaction.
Yeah. What did
they
do?
For the big... He's laughing at me.
Now, let me ask you a question, David the engineer.
Right.
Could you buy a car for that much?
I could.
Well, a used car.
Used car.
Could you buy a new car for that
much? Making me mad. Stop it!
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Okay. So, but it doesn't matter now.
Would you tell the audience, please, that no, a new car, no, you probably couldn't. You'd be hard pressed to, right? Out.
What?
You, my time, out. I don't need you.
Joe.
I don't need you piling on. Joe.
What, Joe?
I'm getting a little sensitive here.
We could compare it in terms to what I just finished off paying the IRS.
Well, Joe had a deal with a
different kind of gambling.
See, now it's kicking him out. Now he's making me laugh. Joe's just finishing paying his back taxes.
And then I'll tell you whether it's a lot of money or not.
Right, right. Yeah.
Because I definitely paid them a lot of money.
For over a long period of time, right?
Over the last 4 years.
No. When did you decide to pay your taxes, Joe?
When they sent you that letter that said we'll put your ass in jail?
When they threatened to take me to jail.
Wow.
They put me in court and have me face taxes.
Put me in court.
Wow.
I wasn't going to go there on my own.
Here I was ready to throw Joe out of the studio, and now he's making me feel better.
He brought joy.
So what was it, Joe? You didn't pay your taxes?
I was behind constantly and playing cat and mouse and running all my options, and then I ran out of options.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question. You know, to take nothing away from your fantastic career and your great success here, when you're making $8 an hour answering telephones, how tough is it to fill out an IRS form?
Oh, no, this is from way back in the day when I was running my own businesses and stuff.
You know.
I understand.
You might have remembered a little company we called AOL.
I do remember that.
That's right.
Joe. And what'd you do with all that .com money, Joe?
Oh, all my .com money?
Yeah.
I lost it in Atlantic City.
AOL was Ardinger. Oh, lover.
Wow.
That's how much Mike lost this weekend. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
Are you impressed?
How does that compare? Well, how does that compare to what he owed?
Yeah.
That's... close? No, it's a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, it's less than what I owed,
uh-huh,
but it's more than what I ended up paying.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
In the neighborhood.
How you feeling about? How you feeling now, Mike?
I'm feeling 10 times better now.
How you feeling now?
I'm feeling a lot better. But if it had been that number below that,
yeah,
nothing would have put me in a good mood.
That's how much Mike had lost.
That's how much I was down.
Yeah, yeah, and then he came back.
You know what? At certain times while you were doing that, Mike was having fun. Joe never liked
paying
that.
That's true.
Not even once.
All right, Joe. No chance of getting it back.
Yeah,
Joe. Not with the IRS.
Hey, you're not seeing me with anything in my pockets this weekend.
So, we got a break.
Back, yes.
Mike, are you quitting? Are you not quitting? Are you going to Vegas again? Are you going to AC again?
I've done that. Like, last year I did it a lot. This year there will be fewer departures, but I'll still go back.
Mm-hmm.
That number that I showed you is a lot to start, and that shouldn't be, I shouldn't go beyond that.
Will you give any money to our Native American brothers?
You mean like in the Indian casino?
Yeah.
If I go up and see my mom, there's one like 45 minutes down the road, and I go, but I'll never do. That's the whole weekend. That's the 3-day weekend. That's going up for the trip. That's just still way out of line. I scared myself, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I scared myself a little bit.
You're my hero.
But you know what it is, really?
You're my hero.
But you know what the real reason is?
What?
There's nobody telling me what to do.
That's right.
This is a time in my life. I'm probably never going to. I was saying this over the weekend. I'm not always going to be able to do this.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Thank you.
Have I ever told you you are my hero?
Right.
Have I ever told you that my wife puts $100 a week in my account,
mm-hmm,
and that's my money?
You're mad money.
That's my live money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my get crazy money.
Right.
And you can go to Atlantic City and do that.
Right. Right.
You're the man. Don't quit, as Jake says.
You mean,
don't quit.
Stay with the butt.
You know, no, go all the way next time.
Oh.
Go all the way. Bring your mortgage with you. bring your pink slip.
You've turned it into like an Old West card game where you'll be throwing deeds onto the table.
Well, here's the thing. I have to say one last thing.
Start pulling teeth out of your mouth.
I have to say one last thing.
Gold fillings.
That number below that,
yeah,
is, it couldn't go any further than that. That was the all. That was the max. That's it.
Had you gone to your credit card?
No, you have a line of credit.
Oh,
at every.
Oh, I got you. Oh, but
I don't bring credit cards into it. No.
Oh, so you tell them up front.
Oh yeah.
Or they tell you up front. You know, you say,
yeah, you go in there with this, and then you can take a little bit. And that's the way to do it. Because when you're losing, that's the best. That's the easiest way to track your losses. Also,
did you throw in the title to the mine? The abandoned mine.
That's fine. That's great. Look, here's the deal. With what I lost,
yes,
there are going to be some men from Atlantic City I have no choice, and I'd like to apologize to my family, but there are some people that might be visiting my mom this weekend to just...
Visiting?
Just to take pieces of furniture she doesn't...
Good heaven, no.
They're just taking pieces of furniture she doesn't need.
Your mom will call you and go, Michael, Black Ice is here.
That's nice.
And they're taking that antique they want so bad.
We have to break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we both did. She went to college, too.
I went to Normandale for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I dropped out, though.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah.
So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake. Go Bears.
The Don and Mike Show.
What about the other fella?
He was a little older. You know, he looked like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But maybe I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboros.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a subconscious type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah. You betcha, yeah.
Tomorrow, Richeisen won't be on. He'll be on,
am I right?
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday. Rich Eisen for the NFL Network, brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. You betcha, right?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
God, when is the vocal on this record?
I used to like this.
I know, I used to like it. And now I lost my place.
Oh, right here.
Van Halen.
Nice. You are loved.
Just lost my place there. Phones are back and operational, I think, because the sports junkies came back to WJFK today.
Yes.
There's all that junk with the phones being switched between one studio and system and the next.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the lines are now up and operating.
Excellent. Very good.
Don't matter. We're not going to answer calls now, but you can call and listen to it ring.
Absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe you'll be able to talk to Nicolas Cage. maybe George Clooney.
You never know.
Or Madonna.
It could happen.
Imagine all the people.
Still feeling a little anger, a little residual anger from that.
Living in harmony. And she wasn't even, she was the opening act.
Uh-huh. Right.
She wasn't singing as much as she was lecturing,
sure,
with the song Imagine by John Lennon.
You know who was the worst phone screener?
Who?
Kelsey Grammer. Not even on NBC anymore.
Right.
But still there to take calls.
Joe is a better phone screener than Kelsey Grammer.
And Joe's got all his hair.
Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't all celebrities answering. I mean, there was other regular folks, like in the back, that took calls, too.
Right. And they took the majority of the calls.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought the celebrities were calling each other.
I saw Rob Lowe spending a lot of time with David Spade, because neither one of their phones were ringing, so during the tsunami telethon, the two of them were just, you know, chatting with each other.
Very frustrating when you would call David Spade, though, and say, I want to donate, and he'd say no.
Mike?
Nonka!
Mike, it's time for a segment week, and Rob, we don't have music for this.
I didn't know what would be appropriate.
Just grab any old piece of garbage. The segment is called Fargo Chat.
Yeah.
This is where we...
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
...will speak in Fargoese.
Yeah.
And we're always waiting for an opportunity to speak Fargoese.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
We don't get a chance like we used to. We seem to get a lot of it, a few years back.
Now, here we go. And we'll, I think that's because we used to be on in Sioux City.
Yeah.
And places close to Fargo.
Yeah, you betcha, yeah. We kind of used to have a chance to talk with them then.
So, welcome to this edition...
I don't think so.
Not music box dancer.
I don't think so. Something that's got to be a little more Nordic.
Do you know there was a time...
Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that.
When I worked in radio, this was a hit record.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, music box dancer. God, I would have given anything at the time to open the microphone and say, every time I hear this song, I want to get a semi-automatic gun and go out in the street and start shooting people. And I'm not a violent man.
No, clearly. Please don't look at me when you say that. Well, you probably had to play this like so many songs.
Right.
But you wouldn't hate this song as much as Don't Worry, Be Happy, would you?
Well, that's true.
I mean, wouldn't you say Don't Worry, Be Happy would be worse than Music Box Dancer? I can tolerate Music Box Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tolerate Don't Worry, Be Happy. We played, when we were playing music,
yeah.
Don't Worry, Be Happy more than anybody.
But were you in radio? Did you have to play Music Box Dancer every 90 minutes?
No, that was before I... you were a baby DJ when you played that song.
You know, I don't know. Mike, that's a good one, because we both really hated... Don't Worry, Be Happy.
More than anything. And it was when it was that period of time where we were negotiating with every different program director that would come in to play less music.
Yeah.
And we weren't where we wanted to be with that. And that song was, what was it, every 2 hours?
Yeah, it was the power rotation.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes if you only played two records an hour, that meant that one of the two records you played every hour
had to be
was Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Unbelievable.
All right, here's the theme.
Wow.
This works. For Fargo Chats. Maybe you're a fan of the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Maybe you watch your local weather forecasts. You know it's goddamn cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know the coldest spot in the entire United States yesterday? I'm sure you heard it.
I am sorry. This is not an appropriate theme for Fargo.
I'm having trouble with
it. Yeah, I am. I was
Fargo,
trying to move by it.
Fargo. My car won't go far.
You want some eggs then?
Okay. Try this one.
I like this.
Yeah.
Fargo chat.
This is it.
So maybe you've seen on the weather. They've made a big deal about this. If you think it's cold where you are,
right?
How would you like to live in Embarrass, Minnesota?
Ooh.
The temperature yesterday in Embarrass, Minnesota, the low, 54 below zero.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's cold.
Yeah. Now, that's not with the wind chill. That's the temperature.
The actual temperature.
We are going to be talking to the official weather observer for Embarrass, Minnesota. And Rob tells me that they speak Fargo-ish.
Most the wife more than the husband.
The wife more than the husband. All right, let's call now.
Call Margie.
218-9.
What's the name of the person we're calling here?
Roland Fowler, and he is just a ball of energy. You're going to love this guy.
Roland Fowler, yeah.
Very welcome to Fargo chat there. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah. What for cold then?
How about that? Yeah.
How long you been a weather observer?
Hello?
Hello, is this Adrian there?
Yes. Adrian,
hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing the radio show, and we were told that you knew we'd be calling you.
Yes.
Yeah. How you doing with the cold up there?
Oh, well, I'm staying in the house, keeping warm right now.
Oh, yeah, 54 degrees below zero, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Now, what was the wind chill up there, yeah?
During that time, the wind wasn't strong. Today, the wind is a lot stronger. It's a lot warmer, and we're getting snow.
Oh, you're getting snow, but that warms it up, doesn't it?
It has to warm up to snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it with the wind chill the other day?
There wasn't much wind there, she said, yeah.
No, but I mean today, what is it with the wind chill?
On Friday, it was probably 55 below.
Wow.
Yeah,
55 below.
Is this Roland?
Yes.
Hi there, Roland.
And you're the official weather observer in Embarrass, Minnesota, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long you been doing that job then?
About 15 years.
Wow. 15 years, yeah.
How about the name of that town there? How'd that town get that name there?
Well, actually, it was a French name, Embarra, and the fur traders navigating in Bear's River. There was a lot of obstacles in the river, so that's how it
Oh, that's interesting. Then.
So 54 below zero there. Roland, is that the coldest it's ever gotten in Embarrass?
No, in 1996, my thermometer broke, but we had...
sounds like Mike the CP Comics Day.
I think he's got an infirmity.
Hi, Roland. Denver Hall, and there was four people
dumping
snow and swept outside overnight.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Hey, Roland.
Yeah.
Do your cars start? Can you drive a car when it's that cold?
Yes, I drive driving a township pickup.
Good sleuthing there, Mike.
Even at 54 degrees, you can drive your own car?
Yes, we plug them in. Most of them got block heaters, right. And they're in the garage.
Right.
But
yeah.
It was 6
so do you...
old, this one was sitting outside.
Yeah, do you have a driver there, Roland?
The tires were square for a mile. The seat was harder than the board when
sure.
I turned the heater on.
Yeah, sure.
A minute, it sounded like right. It fly apart.
Yeah, but, yeah, you get to... how much snow you got on the ground now, Roland?
About 20 inches.
20 inches
wow.
of snow, yeah.
Yeah, is Adrian there still on the phone?
But,
could Adrian pick up the phone there, too?
The kids go to school. They didn't go Friday because of the wind chill.
I bet you, yeah. Do you do any, Roland, do you do any skiing up there?
No, I don't, but a lot of folks do.
How come you don't go skiing?
Oh,
Oh, you're 72.
Ah.
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Is your wife there?
Yes.
Hey, Adrian, what's the best thing to cook for Roland on a cold winter day when it's 54 below zero?
Yeah.
Oh, hot chicken soup.
Seriously, what do you wear there, Roland, when you're going out in 54 below? What's the best thing to wear? Well, how do you do it? Because it's dangerous, no?
Well, I put thermal packs. On.
Thermal packs? Where do you put the packs?
On your feet.
Yeah.
And then
you wouldn't wear a thong there, I bet you.
Oh, no.
No tongs.
Carhartts and
hey, Carhartt.
Cap.
I got my Carhartt jacket right here.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Wool pants.
Wool pants?
Yeah.
There you go, wool pants.
What's so kinda, good?
Kind of itchy, no?
What's so good about the wool pants there, Roland?
Well, you...
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Set the dog down!
Long
underwear under them and...
Nice wool slacks.
Keeps them from itching. Roland, do you let the dogs sleep outside?
No.
Oh.
They're spoiled.
They're spoiled.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Adrian.
Yeah.
Boy, what a spoiled dog to want to come in when it's 54 below zero.
If it was something like 20 below, would you make them stay outside,
Stay.
If it's 20 above, they don't stay out.
That's good.
What
that's
kind
good.
Of dogs? You're babying those dogs there. Yeah, Adrian.
Adrian, what kind of dogs you got there?
Well, we've got two Cocker Spaniels and a Golden Retriever. But the Cocker Spaniels belong to my daughter, who lives about a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she brings them here every morning on her way to work.
Yeah.
Come up every night.
I bet
I do daycare.
I bet those Cocker Spaniels wouldn't pull your dog sled very far, would they, Adrian?
No.
Hey, Roland. Don't eat the yellow snow there, yeah?
What do you do for fun in Embarrass, Minnesota when it's 54
below zero?
Zero.
Watch the football game.
Lot of machiners. We have a sliding hill.
Hey, what about that Randy Moss, huh?
Uh-oh.
What about he pulled down his pants there?
Yeah.
Pretended to.
No, he did, Buzz. He pulled down his pants.
He's always in some kind of mischief.
Sorry.
Get his name out.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about your Vikings there, kids.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Do you think the Vikings wear wool pants when they play their games?
No.
They're in the dome.
Yeah.
They're in a dome.
But
you should have known that.
But when they're not at home in the dome,
like playing Green Bay.
Hey there.
Yeah, the
they
frozen.
They show them how tough they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
54 below zero.
How long you two kids been married?
46 years.
Oh yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
How long you just been going through the motions there now?
Well, actually, she tells me that I'm too ornery to leave, and she's too lazy to pack.
I believe that, sir.
Very good there.
I believe that.
Well, so what's the forecast for the next couple of days?
Well, we're supposed to get 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight.
Wow. Yeah.
Snow tomorrow again. We got... 20 inches on the ground right now.
But it's not going to be 54 below zero, is it there, Jan?
Well, the last week in January and the first week in February,
yeah,
historically, are the two coldest.
I think this guy's had a stroke while he's been on the phone with us.
I believe so.
Wow. So it's still coming.
Well, you know, good luck to you, Roland.
Well, yeah.
Come visit us.
Oh, we will. I bet you love to get a young man there to help you.
Oh, yeah. He could help shovel.
Yeah.
Like we got that much snow.
Remember, Adrian, there's no business like snow business,
yeah,
huh?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, you two snow bunnies, we'll keep you up there in warm old Minnesota, the town of Embarrass, yeah.
54 below zero, yeah.
Say hi to the other 689 people there.
You betcha.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go Vikings.
Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Place.
Randy Moss put down his pants, yeah. Bye there.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very nice woman and a man who...
fun couple.
I believe they'll be dialing 911 before the end of the business day today.
The only thing I got out of him was that he does get into the town truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and is able to drive a car. So.
And that was your keen way.
That was my way.
Figuring out if he was infirm.
Infirmed or not, who knows.
He was out today, so he goes out and about.
He just can't make left turns.
And I understand that when he is doing the when he's doing the weather reports, it takes about 15 minutes per day.
Exactly. He can actually watch the mercury move.
Right.
I believe
Adrian's making those decisions.
Get out there now. Get me some eggs.
Okay.
Told you it was a fireball.
Yes, was that we're going to get. You know, I said, what's the forecast for today? 4 hours later.
No.
The extended forecast.
Well, that's a yeah.
With Roland, it's always the extended forecast.
Listen, you're going to hear that on the news, though. All the weather guys will go, and a barrel's bubble soda. Now you know why nobody lives there except those people.
Hey, when are we going to get snow here?
Tomorrow, dear Mike.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
It's our snow, 2 inches.
Right.
That'll panic people.
Yeah. Although today here in the D.C. area, for those of you who listen to us in real cities,
I know
where they deal with weather like Buffalo and Rochester, you'll love this. The schools today in D.C. and Maryland and Virginia were delayed opening. Because it was cold outside.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
It was cold.
It was cold. It was 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold. We got to call off school for half a day
because
it's 20 degrees outside.
20 degrees. You know, get in there late. You know, you have that early morning exam, you're off the hook.
And then the problem is when you're watching the Today Show or whatever, the TV show is in one small corner of the screen so that three quarters of the screen can be taken up with winter storm track. And all it says on the bottom of the screen is, schools are closed because it's cold.
Even though they have heat in the schools.
Right.
Some schools have heat.
Yes.
I don't know. No, this happens.
There goes Rob defending the local public schools.
I heard one jackass.
Wouldn't you love though to have the two hour delay?
I heard one jackass saying this move was made for the kids out at the bus stop.
Right.
Jim Nance made them do it.
Screw them. I hope they freeze to death. They never did that when we were kids.
Friends,
you know, you spent a lot of time in Illinois,
yeah,
right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But this happens. This happens every year, is they budget a certain number of days or closings, and they panic because there's no snow, and they're going to close and delay, and then we'll get a blizzard, and the kids will be going to school till July.
It
happens all the time.
Right. That's why you, sir, should be the superintendent of school.
And that's why your kids are going to be homeschooled, isn't that true?
Well, you know what? Just this morning, I made them stand outside for 90 minutes just to say, someday, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And they cried and cried, and the tears froze.
Well, that's because they were in their pajamas.
That's right. Well, they're woolen pajamas, so they were itchy and miserable.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them, ultimately, less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Thanks, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Yeah, me too. Hi.
Look how funny Buzz looks. You just missed him.
Yeah.
He just had on his old man reading glasses like my wife bought me. Put them back on, Buzz. Look at him with these things on.
Hi. What school do you go to?
They're slimming.
That's a good look, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Everything on Buzz is slimming.
That's true.
Our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com.
It's got a great store.
A daily download section. It's got the daily log, the audio highlights, and the pros, the bets, lots of pictures.
And you know, Don, with the winter weather here, you could use a nice wool and leather jacket. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a great one.
You lose most of your body heat through your head, so get a hat.
Get a hat, too.
You're a good whore, too, Buzz.
I can do it.
But, Mike, you're a pretty woman.
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. A higher compliment could not be given to me.
Let's talk to Billy Bush for a second. Billy, of course, is on Access Hollywood tonight in D.C. on NBC4 at 7:30 and everywhere else. It's on an NBC station, probably 7:30, 6:30 Central. Billy, what's happening, dude?
Oh, so much going on. Lots of action.
Wow. There you go. Now, sound like we had a bad connection. Phone is cool. Tonight on Access Hollywood, you will have Donald Trump on.
Yeah, very candid interview. I love the Donald. I love the Donald when he just tells it how it is.
I would like to mention that, although we're not on TV, that we'll have Donald Trump on our show as well tomorrow.
Very good.
Very good.
So we're kind of competing against Billy Bush here.
Well, you can ask. We had a ball when he was on the set. I asked him about I said, you know, what are you going to do differently? He said, I'm going to be a better father. I'm going to be, he said, I've been a good father and a lousy husband in the past. And now I'm going to be a good father and a good husband. I said, what are you going to do differently? He goes, what do you mean? I said, what did you do wrong in the past? And he goes, maybe stop dating while I'm married.
He does tell it like it is, doesn't he?
You gotta love that. It just makes me laugh so hard. If someone says, no one would ever say that but him.
Are you going to the wedding?
I am.
Wow.
Now, are you there? Did you get your invitation?
I have my invitation right here in front of me.
Did you get your invitation? Is it an Access Hollywood thing?
No.
So it's a personal invitation?
It's a personal invitation. My wife and I are going. I'm not bringing cameras with me. They may hire a Palm Beach crew to have me do a stand-up, host a little segment of Friday's show from there, since I'll already be there and say, well, he's going to get married this weekend. But my wife and I are just going. That might be fun.
Have you known the Donald?
I've known the Donald, since I started doing this, really. I mean, I've flown with him. He invited me once to fly on his plane from L.A. to New York because we were both heading the same place. And he's always just been, he's always been pretty friendly. So, and it doesn't stop me from asking him big questions, as you see tonight. But it's good.
Here's what I'm going to ask him tomorrow. I think he's a realist enough to know this, but I'd like to ask him. If he knows, in fact, that as far as TV goes, he is the flavor of the month, and I applaud him for getting every piece of money he can, that he can out of The Apprentice. But does he realize that when the numbers start to drop, that these NBC guys that are kissing his ass are not going to be coming to him all the time and saying, you got to do this for us, you got to do this? Does he realize that the bottom's going to fall out on this eventually?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, he seems to be a realist. I would think he would.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And
thank you, buddy.
I'll make sure I'm listening tomorrow because I'd love to hear him answer. Because what he will say, you know what? Let's role play. You say, I'll be the Donald now that you said that. Yeah, of course, Don, but really what you need to know is that The Apprentice is number one right now. It's got the biggest viewership. It's
That's the Trump answer.
35 million people auditioned for Apprentice 3.
But what if I was to say back, and I won't have the balls to say this to him, but say, the show is in a ratings slide. The numbers have gone down consistently. Like any reality show, the wheels are starting to come off. I think you've got maybe two more seasons left. Now, I would never have the balls to say that to him, but that's really what I'd like to say. What would you say to that if I said that to him?
I think you should, because if it's not around in two seasons, what do you care?
Right.
He'll say it's still number one on every night. He'll break out demo information that you won't have to bat. You won't be able to contest with.
Yeah, but the thing is, see, I look at the ratings. Here's my point. I look at the ratings when that show is on. It's on like against CSI. I know because I watch CSI and Frida TiVo's the Trump show. It's you know, Billy, it's like a disc jockey. You know from being in radio, a disc jockey says, "Hey, man. We are number one in our demographic." Right. That's the easy way out, because you know from being in radio, you can pick any demo you want.
Absolutely. You'll be doing fine somewhere.
And make it look like you're doing good somewhere. I think in numbers of overall viewers and the mass number that watched that show before, it's down now. I think people are starting to burn on him again.
Yeah. You know, some people, the masters of spin. I mean, I'll never forget watching CNN one time when the great Al Sharpton was on. And one of the hosts asked him,
Did you just say the great Al Sharpton?
The great Al Sharpton was on. And they showed him some tape of him in a hotel room, like involved in some really shady stuff.
Yeah.
And they come back and they go, "How do you respond to that? There you are." And he goes, "Well, where's the other tape?" And they go, "What?" It's the other tape. Totally disarmed the guy completely, changed the topic, moved on. That is the artistry. There was no other tape, but he changed the topic to the other tape. See, you're not telling the whole story. Where's the other tape?
The other tape, that's the way. When you,
Trump will do that to you.
Now, you've flown on his plane, right? You've been on his plane?
Oh, yeah.
My question would be, is there any time ever where you're not getting that public Donald Trump on all the time? I'm the greatest, you know, this is it. When he's on his plane and they're, you know, and the cameras aren't around, does he chill out a little bit? Does he mellow out
a little bit? I've never seen him without a tie. And when we got on the plane, he came back, he had no tie on. He was wearing a white shirt and the top button was undone.
Wow.
It was incredible. And he came back and he proceeded to tell me one of the great stories of all time involving him and Frank Sinatra and several other people. Mike, if I come to Washington soon, I will take you out and tell you the story. It's a classic.
Billy, do you know that?
Wow. And the kind you probably can't tell on the radio.
I can't tell you. Have you ever spent any time with Frank Sinatra? Any good stories with Frank?
Well, remember that for tomorrow, Mike. Billy,
see if he comes up with it, but please don't throw me under the bus.
Right. We won't.
We won't. Do you know that there's even Apprentice the Musical now?
I know.
That's what I want to say to this guy. Don't you realize that 5 seconds from now, everybody's going to wake up and go, "This is junk." I mean, I won't put it quite like that.
Oh, no. We'll treat him with the utmost respect.
He's got his own spring water. He's got his own bobbleheads. Why shouldn't he have a musical?
Sure. I know he's got the ice cream. My kid was back from college over the holidays, and he wanted to get some ice cream. He goes to the store. He comes back with Apprentice ice cream.
Oh, my God.
I said, "What is this?" He said it was only 99 cents.
It's branding. That's his big thing. It always has been. You know, I just got back from Atlantic City, where you see Trump everywhere. He's all about getting his name. You know, bankruptcy or whatever, he's still putting his name out there.
All right, Billy, we'll watch the other stuff we'll talk about later. Richard Hatch.
Poor guy. You can never outwit, outlast, outplay the IRS, Richard.
Richard Hatch is having Joe Ardinger problems. And finally, at the Golden Globes, how about that Ellen DeGeneres and that
Portia de Rossi?
That beautiful POA that she's with.
They arrive separately. However, we're famous for our position on the secret exits, and there's Ellen and Portia. They're together.
Wow. She's got some secret exits. All right, Billy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, dude.
Okay, guys, thanks.
All right, see you.
See you. Bye-bye.
That's William Bush.
You know, every time we talk to Billy, I just become more and more aware of, he is the ultimate lottery winner. That's as right. He flies from New York to L.A. Or vice versa on Donald Trump's plane.
You know, all those questions I want to ask Donald Trump, I could ask Billy the same.
Sure.
Billy, is it all going to end?
I did the top button, guys.
Regis Philbin's
going to be there, guys. Hey, you're grounded.
You remember the Sinatra thing.
Yeah.
And I'll ask him about if he realizes that he's just the TV part.
Yeah.
Fact that everybody loves him.
Right.
You know, it'll go back to people liking him, but a lot of people
I think I'll ask him if I can play on one of his private golf courses.
Mike, it is a sad day. You won't hear this on entertainment or access tonight. Ruth Warwick is dead.
Oh, no.
Do you remember way back in the day when we used to watch All My Children?
Yes, we watched it regularly.
When our show started at 2 o'clock instead of starting at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Right. We would spend the 1 to 2 p.m. hour having lunch and watching All My Children.
How did she die?
Hold on. How did she die? I don't know. She's old.
Complications from pneumonia.
She's 88.
Oh, 88, yes.
She's 88.
How's her wig?
She's dead. She died from pneumonia. She is the one that outed David Guest.
Oh,
did you know that? Phoebe. Yes, Phoebe from...
Phoebe.
From All My,
was
All My
Phoebe,
Children.
Was Phoebe ever in the movie Dune by any chance?
I think she's the thing that climbed into Sting's ear.
Okay. I retract the question, Guest.
If she hadn't outed David Guest, we still wouldn't know.
When, when she was on All My Children, and this is nice that they put this in her obit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As Phoebe, she racked up multiple arrests for DUI. Faked being paralyzed.
As Phoebe, not the real person.
But they put this in her obit.
Right.
That when she was on the show as Phoebe, she racked up multiple arrests for DUI. Mm-hmm. Faked being paralyzed to stay out of jail and offered other characters large sums of money to ruin or kill people she disliked. Nice obit.
She started playing Phoebe in 1970.
Now.
And Rob, you know, for all the fans of that movie, The Great Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah.
The last living cast member of that, you know, what they say is one of the greatest movies of all time.
And she was hot then, too. Yum.
She looked exactly the same.
She did.
That movie's all right, Citizen Kane. You know what I saw over the weekend that I think is so much better?
What's that?
Maybe you've seen it on HBO.
Which one?
50 First Dates.
Wonderful
classic.
Oh, man, you can't beat that Rob Schneider.
Although, you know,
I like to call 50 First Dates is Citizen Kane 2. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many similarities.
I did see on HBO this weekend one of those movies that they used to show all the time on HBO.
Mm.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes. And a movie that holds up. If you like that cult movie,
it's
love it.
It's so bad. It's so cheesy. It's fantastic.
And you know what I like the most about it? It's got Dean Wormer in it.
That's right.
From Animal House.
He ends up getting eaten by a big clown.
But legitimately scary, too. Well, I mean, the movie is campy and scary at the same time. Those clowns are nasty.
Here's something about radio that I'm sure you know in your heart is true. It used to work like this, that the stations that play records had a guy called the music director.
Right.
And he would listen to the record, and he'd say, that sounds like a hit. He'd go to the program director, they'd listen to it, they'd play it. And if it was a hit record, great. And if not, well, they picked it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There is now a computer being put out by a company called Polyphonic HMI. The computer is called The Guardian. Now, it's HSS is what this computer is specialized in. HSS is Hit Song Science.
Okay.
It analyzes the underlying mathematical patterns in music to isolate and separate all elements of song construction, including melody, harmony, chord progression, beat, tempo, and pitch. It identifies and maps the recurring patterns in a given song and matches them against a database of hit records from the last 30 years. It compares these songs to over 3.5 million records.
That last part intrigued me a little bit.
It gives the record a score. Now, you want to know how good this computer is?
How good?
At picking hit records?
Okay. Yeah, because did they go back and feed some old ones into it?
No. This is all new stuff. This is brand new technology.
All right.
The program predicted the surprising breakout success of Norah Jones at a time when no one in radio was playing her record. Also, it noted that unknown band Maroon 5 mm-hmm. would have hit singles with This Love and She Will Be Loved.
Mm-hmm. Didn't your computer call that Maroon 5, too?
Yes, it did, or as I call it, Mike, the golden ear. However, you should know that this thing, and the radio guys are afraid as hell of this thing, because over the last 6 months, HSS has a 98.7% picking top 20 records out of every piece of garbage that they throw at it.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Okay.
There's something about taking the humanity out of it, mm-hmm. though.
Here we go. It's time for a call from Dean.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Dean. We're doing great.
Everybody talks about Ruth Warwick dying and being in All My Children, but one of her first roles was playing in Citizen Kane.
You, sir, are an ass. And you're not just an ass, you're a horse's ass.
Do you know why?
Tell me.
Well, first, your radio's turned up way too loud.
Our radio's not on.
Well, something's on in the background that we can hear, and you just started listening, didn't you?
That's not true.
But then
you're not paying attention, right?
Hello?
Answer, respond. Yes. Are you paying attention? How long have you been listening?
About an hour.
Okay, horse's ass. It was approximately 4 minutes ago. We were discussing that Broad was dead, and Mike and Rob had a very detailed conversation about Citizen Kane, and I followed up with a beautiful quip comparing it to the movie 51st Dates. You horse's ass.
And then you call 2 minutes later, and you mention the Citizen Kane.
Like you got the news bulletin of all time.
All right, I'll email my mother in Toronto right now.
All right.
Yeah, email her that her son... Never mind. Never mind.
He got the message. Eject, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Maybe he should C-mail her.
I was listening for the whole hour.
I don't even know. I've listened ever since the old days.
I know.
It's not my radio.
I got a whole list of celebrities and what they think God is and who they think God is. I might save this until tomorrow. Because there's so many good things.
I'm bad.
For instance, I'll just ask you. Do you think Dan Aykroyd believes in God?
No, I think he's an atheist.
He does.
He does believe in...
He does believe in God and says he goes to church.
All right, good. All right, I would have think... I always knew that Dan Aykroyd, especially right after Belushi passed away, was kind of a quirky dude.
Embittered.
Okay. What about Jim Carrey? Does he believe in God?
Yes.
No. No, we've always tried to humanize him in some way. He's just a shaft of light.
Hey.
I love this, because these are celebrities taking themselves
Jim Carrey's a well-known wingnut. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. How about Jack Nicholson?
Oh, I think Jack believes in God.
Buzz.
I'll say no.
Yeah, you're right. Jack Nicholson says, I don't believe in God.
I'm really missing on this list.
He says, I can still work up an envy for someone who has faith.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe it.
Burned out.
That's why I live my life the way I do.
Okay, what about Madonna?
Boy, you know, she's had so many incarnations.
Imagine all the people.
I'm going to say she's made fun of religion a lot in her music. I'm going to say no.
Buzz?
A God. I believe she believes in a God.
She doesn't answer the question.
She's in Kabbalah, isn't she?
She says the only thing that matters is the state of our soul. Thanks, bitch. The question was, do you believe in God or not? And I'll end this, because I got a list of like 100 of them. How about Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris believes in God.
Buzz?
I'll say yes. How could there not be a God with his career?
Not only does Chuck Norris believe in God, here's his quote. Do I believe in him? He's in my corner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, with that level of acting talent and the career longevity.
And finally, here's a feel-good that you probably saw on the news, but it's too great not to mention on our radio show.
Okay.
And there are pictures that will be on DonandMikeWebsite.com with the daily recap, the log of today's show.
Good.
Okay. The guy lives in Breckenridge, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
It's a guy with a nail gun. He's had a headache for, 6 or 7 days, and he's taking Tylenol, he's taking Advil, and it's killing him.
Wow.
He goes to the hospital. Here's the photo of this dude's face.
Wow.
He shot himself in the mouth.
Like in the roof of his mouth?
Yes, indeed. He was using a nail gun and accidentally fired it in his mouth. He did not realize that a nail had been fired while he was aiming this gun at whatever he was aiming at. Now, after not realizing that he had shot a gigantic nail from a nail gun into his mouth...
Oh, my God. It looks like it goes right up through his eye.
He kept working. Over the next couple days, he noticed he couldn't see so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting a toothache. So after 6 days, he finally goes to a dentist. Dentist x-rays him and sees this picture, Mike.
Oh, my God.
The 4-inch nail.
Wow.
It had shot through his upper lip, It missed his right eye by a millimeter, and it was just, I mean, you can't put your fingers together close enough to show how close it came to the front of this guy's very small brain.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Did they get it out?
Yep. Doctors had a six-hour risky surgery session. They removed the nail, and in the second photo, here's a picture of the dumbass holding the nail after they took it out of his mouth.
That's
the best.
How do you not know? Do you think the velocity was so... I
saw him being interviewed on TV. He said, I don't remember shooting myself in the face with a gun. I went home, told my wife I got a headache.
Oh, wow.
And then his wife, who looks every bit like she's his wife, standing there with her big dirty hands holding this big gigantic 4-inch nail gun.
At any time during both of their interviews, did they use the word or lack thereof whatnot?
They did not.
I was putting their shingles on and whatnot.
Although, did anybody catch Peyton Manning throw that in yesterday?
Did he throw a whatnot in there?
Yes, he did. After the Colts lost, he said, well, I take responsibility, and I'm the quarterback, and whatnot.
You know, I met somebody who will go nameless last night, speaking at a table, at like a dinner table, and the person used whatnot twice. Like twice in 5 minutes.
Oh.
But you can't, whatnot, you know, it's not like this radio show where you can correct somebody right across the table and go, hey, knock off the whatnot.
Hello, Dawn and Mike show. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Oh, and listen, the guy with the nail. Like I said, the pictures of the nail in his skull.
Right.
And then of him with all the bandages holding the nail up. That'll be at DawnAndMikeWebsite.com.
Well, I bet, he probably came to work a little hammered.
Dawn, what can we do for you?
Well, I was calling to let you know that it's true that they don't feel the pain right away from the nail gun. Because my husband, he was building a shed for us a couple years ago when he had a gas-powered nail gun.
Yeah.
And he went to shoot a nail into the wood, and it hit a knot in the wood, and it shot back out and went straight to his thumb. And then he couldn't figure out where the nail went, so he went and to reach for something and realized that he had the nail in his thumb.
So your husband shot a nail from a nail gun into his hand and didn't realize it?
Yes.
Did it make him late for the Mensa meeting?
No, it didn't.
All right, thank you, Dawn.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I guess it travels so fast,
you're
stupid and not able to feel it.
thank you, Mike.
Beware the stupid. Shameless.
It's phone scan time. Here we go. 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number.
I don't need no anesthesia.
From anywhere. Canada, 800-636-1067.
I'm going to pull my own tooth clean out.
We will take your calls, live on-screen calls, on the rotating random phone scan line straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, you two are taking a time out.
They are not dignified.
Nope.
Don and Mike.
Here we go every day in Portland, Maine. 3 to 7 on 970 WZAM. Rochester, it's a 10-year affiliate on WHTK, and in Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF. I don't get it.
You'll be doggone.
Oh, shut up.
You played it.
Did he say doggone and then you got the dog sound effect out?
I mean,
Marvin Gaye, I'll be doggone.
I knew that's what you do, but I didn't announce the name of the song, though.
I know. The smarter people got it.
The smarter people got
it. Hey.
Mike, I got the title of the song in front of me. It took me about 20 seconds to figure it out. And then I was looking at him like, that can't be the joke, because...
How does he get so much into that brain?
Like, only you and me and Casey Kasem get that joke, you big idiot.
God.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Dog rapper again.
That's this song.
You know, I got that bet with him about the long hair and the beard. He pulls stuff like this.
Yeah.
I almost wish I could find him.
I'll be long gone. I'll be doggone. It's the late Marvin Gaye.
Very good. See what he did there?
Phone scan, 877-365-3636.
Very clever, Rob.
I laughed originally because I got it.
Right.
But then I realized, oh, I'm trapped. We're doing a radio show for like 6 million people. Boy just made me laugh, but...
After 20 seconds.
Yeah. And the joke... But never mind. Yeah,
absolutely.
Never mind. You're a good boy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, phone scan. You are on the air.
That guy really hit the nail on the head.
You know, the dry delivery. You combine it with the dog sound effect. Uh-huh. Now we're laughing.
Doggone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to say it's important when going out to buy a nail gun, find the box that says shoots faster than the speed of intelligence.
All right, everybody's calling
the
in
dog,
now.
We're gonna, dog won't help that.
Working on the material. See, the song is I'll Be Doggone. Hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, what are you doing there? Hello, phone scan. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, I'm calling from embarrassing. I just wanted
It's embarrassed, Minnesota.
And besides, it's embarrassing we took that call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I got terrific news.
What's that?
You know George Lopez?
Yes.
He's having a comedy special at Comedy Central.
I see. That will take away your blues.
That's wonderful that you decided to call us with that. Man, it is too cold for me to even live in the United States.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Man, I tell you, when we get this weather done...
Yes?
It sure gives me the blues.
Does it? Does it, bum?
I'm a bum. You know what also gives me the blues?
What?
That dog sound effect.
Change your shirts.
Me and you and a dog named...
Boo.
Boo.
Running out of dog songs now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Hello there. Oh, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scam. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, what do you want?
How you doing?
We're doing great. How could I be doing? I'm playing Lobo. Me and you and a dog named Boo. I'm doing great.
Wow.
Well, actually, there's this almost feel good that I read about just recently. It's crazy. I think this guy, I think he might have been...
Ah, shut up. Here's the hook.
And he ended up shooting himself with a nail gun.
You know, it's interesting what motivates our listeners to call in. Uh-huh. I believe the nail gun gotten people excited.
I've got something new from Marvin Gaye, though.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it!
Get it?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
Get used to it!
That doesn't need the dog sound effect. But there it is anyway.
Yep. There it is. And don't forget. Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Boo.
Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike.
Ow. Dr. King and I have...
All right, stop, stop.
That was the fingers.
Yeah. He is relentless, and it will always be me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And I love that.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike show.
I'm trying anything.
Mike, you're such an inspiration. You're so brave.
Why is Mike so brave, I'll ask.
Divorced twice. Obese, smoking, alcoholic, and now a gambler. You keep it for the rest of us. If you could just get it out on CD for shipping and handling.
I'm really, he's trying the material, but it's just not working.
You get this. Get this one?
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. You don't get
I know we played it.
Hungry like the wolf.
but it doesn't count.
No?
It's a wolf song, not a dog song.
They're canines.
Hey, you didn't have an out of that phone call. I was just trying to help you with
that. Don't you realize that you could play anything from an artist that we just interviewed on the show?
Who did we just interview?
Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You could have played their whole collection.
Except they don't sing about dogs.
They don't sing about dogs, but technically that's the band name with dog in it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dog. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, American.
Starts tonight.
Uh-huh.
With Randy Jackson.
Oh, we'll have Dean Banowitz on in a couple of minutes. You know, Ryan Seacrest's gay hairdresser.
Ah, very good.
Oh, good.
And I'm saying that he's cool with that.
Yes, yeah, and he's a very funny guy.
He takes no offense when we mention that he's Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, did you happen to catch the red carpet interview at the Golden Globes with Morgan Freeman?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that. How was it fine?
Well, actually, it was your friend Nancy that was interviewing him, and she says to him, so how did